the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brandt's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrandtHanson.com.
Hey there, thanks for listening. You're about to be shocked. I really mean it.
Isn't shock arbitrary, though? Like, you can't say what will shock a person.
Oh, this is shocking.
This is shocking.
To 100% of the people who listen, what's about to happen?
That's a bold statement. I'm shocked by that.
You have to. See? We're already.
It's happening already.
Already. You got to shock people. And it's rated G. We always do rated G stuff.
Yeah.
But gird yourself for shocking stuff. So the Academy Awards a couple days ago, people still talking about all of that. One thing about the cool celebs, the fashionable people, they don't seem that happy. And I get it, because they're humans. I understand. I think probably what happened, just throwing this out there, one reason they don't tend to be particularly happy or at peace is they're well known, and I think, no, let me put it this way, they're loved, but they're not known.
Oh, man, that's good.
Right?
Yeah, and that's hard.
It is really hard. Yeah. After a while, you would grow to resent it. Like, yeah, you love something I'm doing, but I'm not sure how to be that thing because I know I'm not that. Like, you like me when I'm not picking on Robert Downey Jr., but like, you like this thing that I do.
But if you ever knew me, would you actually like me?
Right.
Yeah.
I think you would deep down wonder about that. This is a wonderful thing. Let's be honest. It's a wonderful thing about God. For me, I mean, my understanding of him is that he actually knows me all the way down. He knows all the stuff that I'm aware of and more. All the dirt, all the dumb stuff, all the sin, the rebellion, the immaturity, the selfishness, the dumb things I do. And he still loves me. He knows me all the way and still loves me. There's something really healthy about that. Very important in our business to shock people, okay? I know this from seeing the DJs and the air personalities that are big time.
Recently? That used to be big, like maybe a decade or so.
So what I'm doing is I'm shocking people, but I keep it rated G. So I shock people with information and facts. And get this, because this is what's going to happen here. I lay out this shocking thing, and then you will go to your water cooler, and you'll be like, did you hear the Brandt Hansen show?
Okay.
Wow.
They have to make sure they say that, right?
Though. Yeah. Brandt Hansen. H-A-N-S-E-N. Show. Here's a fact. This is amazing.
Okay.
Bees sting each other. Yeah. No, they do. They do.
What's that?
They sting. Like, you think they can't. They do. They'll fight each other, and they will actually sting each other. Bees sting. The stinging isn't just limited to humans.
And so you want someone to go to the water cooler and say that.
Oh, I don't even want. I think you will. I think now that you know this.
You will be compelled.
Again, Brandt Hansen Show. B-R-A-N-T-H-A-N-S-E-N. Bees sting each other. Now go.
The more you know.
Get out there and make it happen. I don't know if you saw any of the NFL combine stuff. It's sports. but I thought I would use it to make a larger point, if it's okay.
Absolutely.
But that one dude with no hand is incredible. You see that guy?
No, I heard about it, but I didn't see
it. Yeah, Griffin from UCF, Central Florida.
Okay.
Missing a hand. Dominated everything.
Wow.
Bench press. They do all this stuff. They run the 40. They do all this stuff, and he's just incredible. Anyway, all that to say, Tim Keller pointed something out. I really like him as an author, about freedom. Imagine this. Imagine if I announce on the air and you're listening to the show and I'm like, I am going to play in the NFL. And you're like, Brandt, that is ridiculous. But I'm like, hey, I'm free to do it. Free, don't you limit my freedom. Well, Brandt, you can't run the 40 and 4.5. In fact, you can't run the 40 and 5. You can't run the 40 and 6. You can't bench 225 30 times like these guys. You can't do. What are you? You're 5'10, 170. How are you going to play defensive end? That's my dream. Don't get on. That's not freedom. That's delusion, right? Freedom would be, because that would be wasting my life. I'm not cut out for it. So freedom would be the right constraints. So like my mom did, kind of shepherd me towards the art class or whatever. Like you're more of an artistic sort. So freedom really is not just being able to do whatever you want. It's picking the right stuff with the right constraints so that you can flourish and you can thrive. And sure enough, like if you believe in God, and I do, and he comes along and says, not this, this, maybe that's because he wants us to really be free. You are stoked about this. Sherry is stoked about it. I'm stoked about it. It's Gladiator okay. of Knowledge. This is when I take on a listener in an awesome coliseum, and it's going to be incredible. Are you ready for this?
I would love nothing more.
Sweet.
Okay. Become you.
Oh. Big talk towards Brantigus. I like that.
Deep big talk. Okay. So I'm going to leave the Coliseum. You'll get 20 seconds to name things in a category. I leave, so when I come back in, it's fresh for me.
Yes.
I can see if I can do more than you. Here we go.
Get out, Brantigus. Here we go.
Okay. Brantigus is
all right. Leave the Coliseum. All right. Okay. Go ahead. All right, okay. Laura, here we go. 20 seconds. Name Pixar movies. And go.
Toy Story, Toy Story 2, Toy Story 3. Was Frozen Pixar?
No.
I don't know. Mm-mm. I know. Minions?
5 seconds. Okay. 3, 2, 1. That's it. All right. Brantigus, come on back in. Not bad.
Brantigus, no, that was back in.
Okay.
The Coliseum.
Here we
the
go.
The crowd welcomes me.
Yes. Do they?
Okay, yep.
All right. All right. Here we go. Ready, Brantigus? 20 yeah. seconds. Name Pixar movies and go.
Pixar movies. Monsters, Inc. Mm-hmm. Toy Story 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. Cars.
Oh, drat.
Cars 2. Wall-E.
5 seconds. Three, two, one.
Lion King.
Done. No, Lion King
right.
is not
okay.
Pixar.
No,
wait a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Laura had 3
oh.
and Brant
yeah.
had 8.
Oh.
Very nice.
Oh.
Oh.
I think naming sequels is cheating.
Yeah. Oh, but Laura, you named Toy Story 1, 2, and 3, though.
I know. And I think that's cheating.
Anyway, I win.
Yes, Brant just wins.
That doesn't matter yes. because I won.
Another listener defeated.
If you want to freak people out, be content. That does. It totally freaks people out. I talk about this a lot because that's like one of the big things in our culture that would just people are like, whoa, what? Because you can upgrade everything. Every single thing. Look around wherever you are. Look around. Every single thing can be upgraded. You can upgrade your steering wheel, you can upgrade your stereo, you can upgrade your windshield, you can upgrade your rear view mirror, you can upgrade whatever your computer you're sitting in front of, whatever you're doing, you can upgrade it. They have this new water out, water infused with love, voted world's best.
Love
frequency
water.
H2O from Berkeley Springs International Water Tasting Awards, now created in 500 stores, and was, harnesses the incredible natural alchemy of energized molecules. Oh,
well.
They've energized the molecules.
I'm so sick of water with no molecules that are energized.
Where's the energy in these molecules? Actually, you just heat it up. You'll energize them. Anyway, that promotes health, balance, and harmony. Not only that, your chickens. Let's say you have chickens. You need to upgrade them. There are $30,000 chickens, and they're hot right now in Silicon Valley.
Okay.
It is a status symbol to have chickens now if you live in Silicon Valley. I'm not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only the finest possible chickens that lay eggs that are incredibly rare, and they cost thousands. And the chicken coop, it all has to, they're made out of a certain kind of redwood.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it says to other people, I have enough money to have a backyard that has room for chickens.
Yes.
I mean, you can upgrade everything. If you finally go, you know what, enough. You don't have to upgrade everything. I could upgrade anything. Well, cool. It's fine. That will absolutely shock people. You are listening to one of the only shows that has awesome sci-fi questions that we pose to you. And then you can talk about them with friends, too. And so a lot of people do,
yes,
Sherry.
That I know, Brant. Yeah. That's true.
So, I know it. Because some people are like, oh, it's so weird.
Well, they say that, too.
Yeah.
So they talk about it with their friends. They also say it's weird.
They say it's weird, but.
Both and.
Kind of awesome. So here's the sci-fi question in front of you. Imagine you're on an alien planet. We have Lexi on the phone here. Imagine you're on an alien planet and they make a deal with you. You can have one or the other. You can have a language that you instantly learn and you're instantly fluent in. They'll give that to you, or you have a choice. Or 10 years of free Ghirardelli chocolates, and they're magic, so you don't gain weight.
Ooh, Lexi.
Which one?
I'm thinking the language, because I know. It's a little bizarre. I'm quite aware. So I'm adopted from China, and I've always wanted to learn Chinese, and I've had a very hard time doing that.
It's hard.
And I always, when I'm talking to other Chinese people, like, immediately they speak in Chinese to me, and I'm like, oh, sorry.
Well, but Sherry would rather have chocolate.
I'm sorry.
Really?
Absolutely.
And to be able to, like, share the good news in Spanish with people?
Free chocolate with no calories is good news.
Oh. Wow.
And I'll share it with everybody.
His name is Mike, and he feels guilty. And he feels guilty because he plays in his church worship band sometimes, and he really enjoys it. Mm-hmm. He likes being up there playing guitar. And then when he's sitting in the congregation, he doesn't enjoy it. He's not as into it. Mm. He's like, what's the matter with me? I guess I just want to be on stage. I don't know, man. I would cut you more slack than that.
I'd cut you slack just because you're thinking of it.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Most people don't even think of it.
So. No, they don't.
Yeah.
You're right. But I cut you some slack. I found, like, we've done the simple church type thing where we meet in people's homes. We've done that for years. And I found if I bring my guitar, I enjoy it a lot more. Mm-hmm. And it's not, there is no stage. Mm-hmm. I just, like, I can play guitar and I enjoy playing it. And it's a way to express to God. Like, you gave me hands. You gave me some ability.
Gratitude. Thank you.
Yeah, so it wasn't so much the stage. It mm-hmm. may not be for you, too. It's like everybody's got a thing, and singing doesn't have to be the thing for everybody. It's good to sing. We need to sing. But, like, I have a hunch that if there was no stage and you could just bring your guitar anyway and sit out there and play it, you'd probably enjoy it more. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. In fact, like, in the Bible, everybody's supposed to be able to bring a thing.
Yeah.
That's what Paul was describing when people would gather to worship. It's like, you get, you know, everybody brings a this or that. Everybody gets to bring something. It's really beautiful. Been kicking around this awesome sci-fi question today that you can, you know, have.
Kick around as well.
Kick around as well with the friends. I was trying to think of another term for kick around. Couldn't come up with one.
All right. That's okay.
Don't have the verbal skills. you ready for this, Cindy?
Oh, goody.
Would you rather instantly, this is all good, you can't lose with these aliens. They just give and they give and they give and
they
give.
They're so benevolent.
Would you like to instantly learn another language and be fluent in it? You name it, Russian, French, whatever. Or would you like 10 years of magic, all-you-can-eat Ghirardelli chocolates that don't put on any weight? 10 years, all you can.
The fluent language. I would take that in a heartbeat.
What language would you want?
Maybe something that's not a Latin-based language. Maybe Japanese.
Yeah, cool.
That's a good choice.
Very cool.
What about you, Brant?
Yeah, I think something like Japanese would be cool.
Really?
Chinese, probably.
Chinese. Okay, because Chinese is very difficult.
Absolutely. I love the chocolate, but it's not that good. I mean, there's other things in life, and I would like to be able to relate to people.
He's doing all of that because I picked the chocolate, Cindy, just so you know. He's
unpacking
people, all of that, the people
rather
stuff.
Than just my own personal
sure,
taste.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to be able to perhaps minister to people in their language because they matter to God. They do. You can laugh, Sherry, but they do matter. So
go ahead, Brant.
I can't believe you're against
hey,
that.
Hey, listen, but I'm eating chocolate, and there is nothing you can say to make me feel bad about
it. Yep, just wrappers everywhere. That's Sherry's approach. If you are a millennial, you're stressed out, according to these. You know, I found this to be true. But they've got these studies about, it says typical millennial reports that they're stressed out 6 hours a day.
Wow.
About everything. Appearance, money, career worries, the future, all that sort of stuff, just totally stressed out. I get it. Mm-hmm. Totally understand. The world can be stressful. And people can try to dismiss that. What do you got to be stressed out about? You're fine. You're living in America in the 21st century. You know, you don't have to worry about food. Yeah. But still, we are stressed. I think, especially, I'm thinking for them, mm-hmm. nothing is fixed.
Yeah.
Like, there are a few things, at least when I grew up in Gen X, that we just took for granted. But now everything's a creation of what do I want or believe it to be. Like, so.
And that being fluid like that makes you not have any real stability.
Yeah, what is anything? Nothing's fixed. Text isn't fixed. Everything's editable. Everything's impermanent. It's all whatever we want it to be in our heads.
That's stressful.
It's got to be. If I'm in charge of the world with my mind, it's a lot of weight. An awesome question in front of us, a sci-fi question. Imagine an alien is giving you an offer here. You can either have automatically a new language that you've mastered, you're totally fluent in it, and you picked language or whatever, but you can also have, if you'd rather, magic Girardelli chocolates. You can eat as much as you want for 10 years and not gain any weight.
Mm-hmm.
And we know where Sherry is on this. What do you think?
Do I get to pick the language?
Yes.
Okay, I would pick the language.
Good for you.
Okay.
What language do you want?
Hebrew.
Fascinating. Ooh,
that's actually a good choice.
That's a really good choice.
Yeah.
Because that would make going to Israel a lot easier if I spoke the language.
Yeah, I would like to know Hebrew. That's a great point.
But you didn't pick Hebrew.
No, I thought Chinese because of the opportunity for evangelism.
Yeah,
but Hebrew would give you insight into the Bible. At any rate, Sherry chose chocolate. So I don't know whether we need to debate my thing or not.
I am so comfortable with my choice.
You may think you don't influence people. You do. Even if it's by not doing anything, that influences people in a way, like something you could have done or should have done. And this isn't a guilt trip. It's just true. Don't underrate the importance of who you are. We're social beings. Very few people don't. There's this idea that, well, if I don't harm anybody else, it doesn't really matter. No, because it's not about just not harming. Like, God made me for a reason. He made you for a reason. And you play a role in other people's lives. And we were just talking about this, how the ripples go out from your life and you can't see them. You don't necessarily know. Maybe you'll get a glimpse towards the end of your life. You realize, you know, somebody comes like, hey, if you hadn't done this, I wouldn't have. But for most people, you just don't see them. And yet we're networked together. It does matter. And that's why if people are like, well, I can do what I want and it doesn't hurt anybody else. So like, but maybe it does and you don't know it. And I know this with myself, even my own quote unquote private sin. It could be even in my own head, things I nurse in my own head, things that I continue to go over. Keeps me from being the Brant that I should be for other people. And the ripples go out for good or ill. What you do matters a lot. Don't underestimate it.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.